Alex Hurricane Higgins was found dead at the age of 61 on July the 24th, 2010, in Belfast, the city where he was born and where he grew up. Snooker came to pay its respects to the man who had blown a wind of revolution through their sport. This was a fond public farewell. Very different from the corners of Belfast where the young Higgins began to play.
Kids at that age, they're very daring. And they probably like to do things that they're not allowed to do. And in my case, and other children's case, you weren't allowed to go into the jam pot, the dreaded jam pot, or the billiard hall, as it was called.
Snooker had a rival. Alex shared his father's love of horse racing and a flutter.
My father liked to bet, so he got into maybe going down to betting.
He was just 15, but he wasn't going to be told what to do. He was done with riding. He went back to Belfast, back to snooker.
If I had any money, I would go to the hotbeds of snooker, so to speak.
It was soon time to leave Belfast again, not as a wannabe jockey now, but as snooker's one-man revolution.
He came to England in 1971 under the auspices of John Spencer.
Higgins was 22 years old, young, brash and fast.
During the game, he made a break of 67. And a voice came out of the audience which said, 67 in 1 minute, 34 seconds.
In those days, staid, steady snooker attracted little media attention. Higgins was about to strip away its shyness. It was his first year as a professional, his first world championship, and here he was in the final.
The 1972 world final was about as different from what we expect at the Crucible as it's possible to imagine.
Nothing in snooker was sacred now. The sport had just crowned its youngest world champion ever.
I obviously grew up knowing all about Alex Higgins.
The prize money for the world champion of 1972? £400. And this was the only tournament in town. The world's finest players had to make their money on tour, going from club to club for exhibition matches. Snooker was about to be relaunched in a brand new vehicle, colour television.
And first of all, let's meet Alex Higgins.
This was a whole new world of snooker, and the star of the spectacle, the Hurricane.